This is Girl with a Podcast. My life basically revolves around watching Bravo and drinking alcohol. I'm the modern day Bridget Jones if she was Jewish and not annoying. No, seriously, if sitting on your couch was an Olympic sport, I would win gold. We're back, everyone. Welcome. This is a very special dual combination collaboration episode of Girl with a Podcast.
And be here for a while.
So my guest is Rachel O'Brien.
And my guest is Claudia. Do I say Oshri
or Oshri?
Oshri.
Honestly, it's interpretive.
Claudia Oshri.
It's whatever you want.
Interpretive? Okay.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Are you having a good time in New York?
I am. I did some comedy last night.
Because like Ariana, you take sketch comedy very seriously.
Yeah, it's so weird because I've never seen Ariana in a comedy club.
What's the dynamic now? They're filming. Are you totally on the side. You're the Witches of WeHo side, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like big time.
Yeah.
Like number one
they're
fan?
Yeah, they're my best friends.
So, okay, let's just backtrack. For those who don't know, Rachel O'Brien is like, you're going to give us a story of how you got involved with everyone, but you've known everyone from Vanderpump Rules for like ever.
Yeah.
And you see her on the show sometimes.
I'm a background character on it.
She's like a backup dancer.
My house in La Quinta has gotten more airtime.
Really?
Than me. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's your house. Yeah. You're right. I know.
That was two seasons ago. It was where Stassi and
Katie
became
cried.
Friends again. Yeah.
Good times, good times.
Yeah. My house is very famous.
Yes, and it's actually very pretty.
Thanks.
How do you have a house?
My parents.
So rich.
It's my parents. Yeah, not me.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have any Vanderpump Rules questions, I've urged you already to ask me on Twitter. We're going to get them to you. So I'm going to interview you, you'll interview me, and it'll just be a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
I want to know how it all got started. Like, how do you know the girls? Why aren't you a main character on the show? I feel like you'd be really good at it. It'd be great for your comedy. Like, explain.
It could be bad, but okay, I'll explain.
It could be bad. That's true.
So, in 2007,
okay, wow.
Kristen and I were doing fit modeling together for Joe's Jeans.
Fit modeling, which is like the girl from Summer House. It's like you have the normal.
Oh, I didn't.
Jacqueline from Summer House is like they showed a lot of her work. It's like she just has like an average body, and that's how they make clothes for like sizing.
Yeah, that's a different type. We were doing it where like you're in a showroom and you just try on jeans, and then like Neiman Marcus or like the sales reps come in and they decide if they want it. Whatever. It's not very glamorous.
Right.
But I can tell everyone I was a model.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
I was a model for Joe's Jeans.
I'm a model too.
Yeah. You were in a magazine.
I was showing her. I was in a Knot. Also a model for Hanes underwear.
Are you?
Yeah. But like in my own home.
Oh, okay, cool.
Private.
Awesome. Do you actually wear Hanes?
Yes.
Where does one buy Hanes?
Dwayne Reed.
Oh, okay.
I used to live across the street from like a grocery store, but it closed and they sold Hanes there too. So it was like I get my toilet paper, my underwear all in one.
That's awesome. I get mine from Forever 21, which is really cheap.
No, but they're good.
Yeah.
But like who can afford the fucking Victoria's Secret underwear?
Well, and they're also tacky.
And they
Forever 21's underwear are actually really pretty.
Yeah. And I don't like the cheeky, like that they go up your butt. Like I just need full
coverage. Yeah, I'm all set on that. Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. Anyways, we agree on underwear. Okay, so Kristen and I were doing modeling together, and I was like her first friend in LA. She had just moved here, and then we went to another modeling job, and we met Jax. And embarrassingly enough, I dated Jax, but that was like, shh, don't tell anyone, guys. This stays
I'm
here.
I'm shook.
This stays between
us. How long?
For like a year. I was like a kid. I mean, I was like 20, 21. Like I was. A kid.
Is that awkward now between like you and Stassi?
Not at all.
You and Brittany?
No, not at all. Brittany's amazing.
I know she's amazing.
Yeah. No, actually, like it was so long ago for me, and like it wasn't publicized on television. Like Stassi and Jax were. So like Brittany like doesn't even acknowledge we dated. I prefer not to acknowledge it.
Okay.
Because it was so long ago. It's like bankruptcy. It cancels out.
Did you love him?
No. He liked me a lot, and I like, that's my favorite quality in a person is how much they like me, and that's really the only criteria I need.
And that's a good quality.
Yeah, and so that's why I liked him.
Okay.
But then he started cheating on me, and it was like, okay. Yeah. Anyways, so Jax and I introduced Kristen and Sandoval, then they started dating, and then when Jax and I broke up, I stopped hanging out with everyone for a while.
Right.
So then years went in between, and after that bad season where Kristen slept with Jax and no one wanted to be her friend, they needed a friend for her, so they cast me to be on it.
Oh, so you were technically, did you get paid?
No, because I, dry mouth from Adderall, sorry. I refused to work at the restaurant, and I also refused to sign like the
waiver.
Well, no, not the waiver. So I wouldn't sign a regular contract because you can't appear as yourself for like a year and a half since the last episode you appear, and you can't appear as yourself on another TV show.
Oh.
And I'm a comedian, so like technically
girls
if I got like a Netflix special, they could say, no, you can't do
it.
Plus, in your first season, they don't pay you that much.
No.
Now that it's my fourth season, I would probably be getting paid a lot.
Okay.
But I just keep turning down the contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so. You feel like that's better for you as a comedian, like your reputation?
I think so. Like A, they're like my friends, so like I have to appear on the show now. I was in Katie's wedding and stuff.
Naturally, yeah.
But I don't have to get in fights with people and like,
right,
you know, sleep with people to like, you know, if I don't feel like doing something, I just don't have to do it.
That's nice. Yeah. You're in control of your own destiny. Yeah. And so you're very much, there's definitely, we don't know what's going on right now because they're filming.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much happening on social media and that's all we get. You probably have a lot more knowledge as to what's going on. But like, what I see now is Sheena and Lala.
It's pretty crazy right now.
It's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. I see Sheena and Lala.
Yeah, that was weird.
And Ariana too.
Yeah.
And they went to Vegas together, Sheena and Lala.
Yeah, I read an article where they're calling themselves the Nice and Hot group.
I can't even, like, I roll so
nice.
Hard.
Like, when I was in high school, I didn't even have, like, a name for my group of friends, let alone, they're in their 30s.
Actually, I did. The girls' did room.
The girls' room?
Yeah, like, remember?
Did you guys have your own room?
The girls' room. Remember that thing from the Amanda Show?
No, not
okay,
really.
Okay, well, that's us. And we were also the BFC, the Best Friends Club. We were big losers. Still are.
Yeah, but that's not, you're not calling yourself nice and hot.
No,
and
no,
also,
no.
You were in high school.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Lala's in her late
Very
20s.
Very true.
But she and Ariana are in their 30s.
So this is my question. At the end of last season, like, it was awkward, but for the most part, everyone was, like, pretty much fine. And mm-hmm. then you went to Europe.
Yes.
And I have so many questions about Europe.
Okay.
First, why did Kristen leave early? People said that they thought that there was fighting, but I heard also that she went away with her boyfriend.
So she had planned a trip to Turks and Caicos with her boyfriend before we booked our trip to Europe.
Okay.
We all booked it, like, last minute, like,
okay.
like 2 weeks before we went. And so she was supposed to go to Turks and Caicos, like, the day we got back. I think that she was overwhelmed by the fact that she... needed to go on another trip right when she got back, and she'd never been to Europe before. She did not sleep the entire time.
Really?
We were in Copenhagen. Like, not at all. Like, one day she napped, and I think she just kind of had jet lag and went a little crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, like, nothing
did you
bad
film
happened.
In Europe?
No. Nothing bad happened, but she acted like the exorcist. Kristen, I love you, but she did.
Oh, and she was just like, over. Sometimes when you spend a lot of time with people, even if you love them, like, it's enough.
But it was just, yeah, but she wasn't terrible the entire time. It's just she kind of had a meltdown one night because she hadn't slept, and then... I think she just realized she needed to go back home.
Yeah, everyone was freaking out on social media because you guys went somewhere afterwards and
we went
she
to Paris, yeah.
Paris
and she was supposed to go.
And she bounced.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which was probably for the best for her because I think she was just stressed.
Yeah. Europe is stressful. Like, everyone smells and it's just like, you never know. There's just like, it's just not, I'm not down. Sorry.
It's hard to work things there.
I love America. Like, the outlets just make so much sense and like the food is big.
The outlets?
Yeah, like outlets in Europe is just like,
oh, yeah.
Plugs.
Yes, what, I was like, outlet malls? I was do you love that?
Actually, they have good outlet malls. But, like, just, like, the plugs, I just can't get with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to this season. So, I know you obviously can't say that much, but explain to me how we got to a place where, like, Lala and Katie sort of reconciled, like, they had respect for one another, and now we're at this place where it's just, like, totally divided.
I have been gone on tour for, like, a week, so I don't know what's going on, but, like, are Lala and Katie, like, fighting on Twitter or something?
No, but, like, there's very much a divide. Like, it's just Sheena and Lala and everyone else.
Yeah, well, that's true. But Katie and Lala, I think, are still cool.
Okay.
I mean, I'll text her and ask, but I think they're not friends, but Katie just sort of, like, forgave her for being a jerk, because Lala was awful to Katie before filming last season.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird tactic, I think, that, and I don't know if it's a tactic, but I'm pretty sure it is, that some people have, where... Mm-hmm. They'll act differently off camera.
Oh, for sure.
And then when you're pissed at them on camera, they're like, what?
Yeah. Why are you being so rude?
Yeah. And then they can't really explain it because it happened before they started filming.
And were you at Katie's wedding?
Yes. Yeah, I was in
it. You were bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. It was beautiful.
It was a beautiful wedding. Lisa officiated it. I told her she looked like Stevie Nicks. She didn't think that was a compliment.
No, that's not a compliment. What are your thoughts on Lisa?
How many people watch this?
Lots. Millions.
She's fine.
She's fine. I mean...
She once dropped my handshake in Neiman Marcus.
What does that mean?
I was walking around Neiman Marcus, and I had my head down, and, like on my phone. And I looked up, and she was, like, just the first person I saw standing in front of me. I went, oh, hi, Lisa. And I think that she thought I was a fan. So she was really nice to me at first, because she didn't recognize me. Because my hair... That was, like, when I first had my hair super blonde.
Okay.
And she was like, hello. And I was like, I'm Rachel. I'm on your show.
I'm shook.
And she like looked at me, and then I went, Kristen's friend? And I started shaking her hand. She went, oh. And then walked away from me, sauntered away from me. I was like, well, that was weird.
Well, probably not a great tactic to introduce yourself as Kristen's friend.
I know, but that's how she would know me.
Right, right.
But she also did fucking know me. She was just pretending
totally.
Like my headshot is placed somewhere in an office that she's seen.
Been to, yeah.
Like, and she knows who I am now, but that was like 2 years ago.
What a bitch.
Yeah. And then we were both shopping in the Chanel section. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't going to buy anything because I couldn't afford it. But, like, for some reason, like, I almost purchased a purse in front of her just so I could be like, see, I have money.
Yeah.
You can't be mean to me.
Yeah.
And then I was
like, comedy very seriously.
Then I was worried my card would get declined. That'd be really embarrassing.
Oh, my God. I was just talking about that with someone. My card literally got declined the other day. It's, like, so embarrassing. like, why does it happen? I have the funds.
It's just, I think when you're not, it's like you're spending money in a place where...
Where you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's so true. It's like so shameful.
Yeah. Okay, so now I have to talk about you.
Okay, fine.
So how did you get started with Girl With No Job? Well, and how did you even come up with the idea?
So my spiel, basically. You want my spiel?
Yes, sure, I do. Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I graduated from NYU last mm-hmm. year. But when I started...
Oh my God, you're so young.
No, I know.
I'm 100.
But like, I'm literally so old. I can't believe I'm turning 23. I want to die.
You're only 23?
I'm turning 23 in a
if
month.
If there was a ledge, I would throw myself off of it.
No, it's honestly aging.
That's like, really politically incorrect, by the way. Sure. Ariana would judge that.
Yeah, because she takes sketch comedy real seriously. Let's see how many times we can insert that into the podcast, because I can literally go on forever. But basically, I got like a fat... I went to NYU, and everyone is like so career-oriented. Like, they get there, and they already have like a job offer in 4 years.
Yeah.
And I was just like fucking around. Like, I didn't really know what to do, and everyone was getting like internships, and I was in this communication school where it was like people working like fashion, PR, and like... I'm very fashionable, but, like, I'm really not into, like, fashion. I don't really care, like, about fashion.
Yeah.
Or, like, Vogue.
Yeah.
Either whatever. Like, I'll read it, but, like, I don't really care. So I got, like, a PR fashion internship where, like, this was before Vogue got sued and interns started having to be paid. So I was, like, unpaid.
I didn't know they got sued.
They did. These two girls sued them. And now literally everywhere in New York, you have to pay your interns, which is great.
Wow.
So, but I was unpaid. I was, like, working the longest days ever. I just wasn't used to, like, it was just fucking torture.
Yeah.
And I used to, like, write everyone these emails about how, like, I hated everyone that I worked with. And so my mom was, like, you should start a blog. And I'm, like, okay, yeah,
I feel like this is how Jackie Schimmel got started, too.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is? Bitch Bible.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So I started a blog called Girl With A Job, which was, like, really amateur. I knew nothing about computers, like, how to make a website. It was, like, a Tumblr. And I basically just talked shit about everyone, and nobody read it. Not even, like, I sent it to my sister. Like, nobody read it. And then I got fired. So just, like, for accuracy purposes, I changed it to Girl With No Job, and that just seemed to resonate so much more with people. And it kind of caught on. And then I took to Instagram, well, social media, but mainly Instagram, to, like, drive traffic to my website, but this is like when, you know, influencers, like this was becoming a thing.
So how long ago was this?
Like 4.5 years ago. Long time. Maybe 5 actually. Long time.
So then you just started posting like memes?
Yeah, well there was very much.
I just finally learned what like that, like I didn't know that. I thought that you wrote all of them.
No.
Like I just really learned that like those accounts are like.
Yeah, they're like aggregators.
Yeah.
Well, so it depends. So like I was on Instagram super early, and that's what I attribute to, like, a lot of my followers to. But there was just, like, this wave of, like, you know, people who had, like, interested in, like, celebrity entertainment pop culture. And I rode the wave, and for a while I was just, like, an aggregator, like, taking things. But then you don't realize that, like, these came from somewhere.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a huge controversy, which I felt really lucky to not be a part of.
Yeah.
And, like, I learned my lesson. And so now I would say, like, 50% of my content I make myself, and the other 50 I do a really hard job of like trying to figure out who wrote it. Sometimes like we were just talking about like you just can't know. The internet is a big, vast, dark place, and that's why I thought a lot of the controversy was unfair to the fat Jew. Like people think that like, oh, I find this and I intentionally credited the wrong person.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Do I really care? Am I that big of a loser?
But there's not actually like a law against it.
No, there's not.
Do you think there will be?
They're technically, when you sign up for Instagram, you agree that everything you post you own. But even like if someone repurposes a picture of like a celebrity, like a paparazzi, like everyone is technically in violation of that one rule, but they don't really oppress it.
Okay.
Not oppress it. What's the word?
Enforce it.
Enforce it.
Oppress it. We're very smart
I'm used
here.
To being oppressed.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's like your job now.
Yeah.
Basically.
So I'm an award show winning, morning show host. The Morning Breath. I'm award winning. I've won an Emmy. I've won a Peabody. I've won a Nobel Peace Prize. Like I've won all the awards.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And you know, we've only been on the air for a month.
Yeah.
So it's really impressive.
Yeah, that's great. I did it yesterday. It was amazing.
You were great. Yeah.
It's changed my life.
Yeah. Right? Like you're huge. You can't even walk out of your house.
I have a million followers.
You can't even get coffee.
Yeah. I had a hard night last night.
Yeah.
Everyone was just like mobbing me. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really hard. So that's been like a life changer. But in addition to
like, I'm still normal. You know?
Yeah. Can't we just live a normal life?
Yeah.
So hard. Yeah, so that's like the main what I do. And then I do like Instagram, work with different brands, do a lot of appearances, you know, things like that.
Okay, so I want to know how you got someone to propose to you, because I've never had someone even drunkenly propose to me and I don't understand what I'm doing wrong.
I feel like I worked really hard for it. And every time I look down, I'm like, I worked hard for that. Like, I'm grateful.
So what'd you do? Because I really need a lot of dating advice.
So I met Ben and was like, love at first sight, like, no question.
How'd
like,
you guys meet?
Just at a party, like, super regular when we were in college. I was just, like, in love with him.
Oh, and God, and you're 23 and you're engaged. What am I doing wrong?
I just, like, I wanted everything to do with him, you know? And, like, I tricked, like, this girl we knew to introduce us. And we went on a date and like it was normal. And Ben just like had just gotten out of a relationship and he really wasn't looking for a girlfriend, but like still agreed to go out with me, which was frustrating.
Did you ask him out?
No, but like I made this girl ask him. I forced it, but like from a side.
Yeah.
So
he didn't know that.
He really shouldn't have gone out with me because I was very much looking to be his wife and he was just like looking for some ass. And it went on for a few months where, like, he was not taking me so seriously and I was, like, telling everyone I had a boyfriend mm-hmm. and that I was, like, going to get engaged and, like, was going to bring him home to meet my family. And then it got to a point where he was like, all right, you got to back off. And I finally got, like, some self-awareness and I was like, holy shit, like, be cool, Claudia. Like, yeah. You're a cool girl.
So you were, like, texting him and stuff, like, asking him to hang out a lot?
All the time.
Were you like, I'm thinking about you?
No. Not, like, lame.
Yeah.
But, like, cutesy. Like, hey, want to go to the movies?
Yeah.
He'd be like, sorry, cat, bitch. No, I'm kidding. Like,
you would throw yourself on the ground and cry?
Yeah. He might as well have just, like, whatever. He just wasn't interested. And a part of me, like, still hates him for it, but a part of me, like, totally understands. Like, I was so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, even if I was, like, normal, like, it was too much.
You can be annoying and still get proposed to.
Yes, but you have to get some self-awareness at some point and be mm-hmm. like, all right, be cool. I stopped answering his texts. Like, we were texting all the time. Like, it was so misleading because I thought he loved me, but he didn't. Mm-hmm. Then I just stopped answering. Was so cool. Like, hung out with other people. Like, wouldn't answer his texts, but would, like, post on Instagram.
Hung out with other guys?
No, just, like, my friends. Like, yeah, being a cool gal, putting pictures on social.
I'm crazy. I'm cool,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm fun. Yeah. I'm young. literally 2 weeks of that, and, like, we were seriously dating.
So you would like, not respond to his texts?
Yeah, for, like, a full 24 hours.
Really?
And I always tell people that, like, literally.
Could you tell that he was starting to freak out?
Yes. Yes, he would, and then he would call me, be like, "Hey, there's a movie at 5:10. Do you want to?" Sorry, I'm looking for an apartment with my sister. I can't. Bye. My sister needs a new house. Bye.
If I'm going on, I'm just saying this for my podcast. I'm not going to do this tactic, but I might do it. Like, I don't want people to like that I'm dating to hear this.
She's
and think
not,
that I'm
not doing it.
Yeah. So.
No, but seriously, let me know how it goes.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
This is between all of us again.
It works.
It stays here.
And like. So one of my friend's mom had been like, we were just out to dinner and she was like, honestly, I ignore my husband every day. Like, we've been married for 30 years. I ignore him all the time. Drives me crazy. And like, it took a while for that to like cemented to my brain. And then once I got it, it's like,
so that's,
boys are so
she
stupid.
Gave that advice.
She
that's
gave
how
me
you
that
started.
Advice. My friend Alicia's mom, Esther, she was like, I ignore my husband every day. We were at lunch. She called.
That is
she
so
out.
Cool.
She's like, honestly.
I want her on my podcast.
No, totally. She's amazing. And she's great. And she was right. She's like, you just have to ignore. Like, that's how dumb boys are.
Do you still act like that to your fiancé?
Yeah, but, like, actually, we just ignore each other.
Yeah.
But, like, actually, as much as, like, we're both, like, super, like, he's boys on shopping, we're all on our phones, blah, 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 we never text.
Really?
Like, we're old school. Like, we call each other, like, 4 times a day. Like, hey, you alive? Yeah, how's your day? Good? Okay, bye.
All right, sweet.
We just make sure each other's good. I'll see you at home. Love you.
Do you guys live together?
Yeah.
But I thought all your sisters lived together. You don't live with all of them.
No, they all, like, are leaving
I thought
me
you
out.
Guys all live together. Okay, no,
I wish. Yeah. That would be so fun. Like, Spice
and no
Girls.
One fights?
We fight about, like, material things. Like the worst thing that happens to us is, like, someone sees someone else wearing someone's shirt, and then mm-hmm. it's like, oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, it's, like, really bad.
I'm trying to think if my sister and I would fight if we lived together. For sure. I mean, we did as kids.
Where does your sister live?
Tennessee now.
Oh, my God, I just went to Nashville. What part of Tennessee?
Knoxville. It's not the cool part.
No,
but
it's so cool. Yeah. People were telling me that there's a
but
lot.
But it's beautiful. She has a beautiful house there. You can get, like, a gorgeous house for, like, nothing there.
I was talking to some girl at this dinner, and she showed me a picture of her house she just bought. It was $40,000.
What?
She was like, she bought a piece of land for $40,000. I'm like,
holy
are you
crap.
Fucking kidding me?
Was Nashville awesome? I've always wanted to go there.
Oh my God. It's such a party town.
Really?
It's so fun.
It's one of my favorite
pastimes. I would recommend it to everyone. So much fun. If you love country music, I love country music. It was great.
I can say this now because I don't really care. But I won't talk bad about him. No, he's awesome. I have nothing bad to say. I went on one date with Jake Owen.
Whom I love and follows me on Instagram.
He follows you on Instagram?
Yeah. Oh. We'll put a selfie up and freak him out. Wait, I can't believe you went on a date with him. He's really hot.
Yeah, no, he's really cute.
He's
super
like a
nice. But we didn't like, it wasn't like, we didn't kiss or anything. So I felt like it was more like a friend thing.
We just hung out.
Yeah, we hung out.
Okay.
Yeah, it was cool.
Did you introduce him to any of the VPR kids?
No. It was one time.
I do have a question
That's
for you.
That's like, and I got to ease people into meeting them because it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to like get in a fight across the table, yep. You know what I mean?
And take off their chunky sweater.
And then I don't, yeah, exactly.
Right. I need to ask you about Stassi and Patrick.
They're back together.
It
makes me so happy.
It makes me happy, too.
They're really cute.
But I'm just so confused. And I feel like everyone is. And, like, so you know
so
Taylor
what are you
Strucker,
confused
right?
She did my podcast yesterday. Oh, yeah.
Love
I forgot
her.
That she knows
love
you.
Her.
Yeah, she told me
love
that.
Her.
I love Taylor.
And I did her show, and, like, we went
we
to
should
lunch.
Explain. Taylor is...
Taylor is Wake Up With Taylor. She's a great morning show, SiriusXM
and
stars.
She's really good friends with Patrick, and that's how...
Stassi met Patrick.
Well, it's how Stassi met Taylor. No, Stassi met Patrick. She stalked him.
Oh, and then Stassi met Taylor through Patrick.
Yeah. Stassi literally listened to Patrick's radio show.
Yeah.
And stalked him. And then came to New York.
Good for her.
And texted him a bunch, and eventually he met up with her, and then they fell in love.
They really are so cute. Mm-hmm. And so when I did Taylor's show the other day, like a couple weeks ago, I was like, listen, what's going on? Like, are they ever going to get back together? And mm-hmm. she was like, I don't think so, because Patrick is never going to do the show.
Yeah.
And, like, that's such a big part of Stassi's life.
I don't think, am I allowed to say, he has filmed.
She said, Stassi
okay.
said
she
that.
She said, okay.
Right. So now I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, why is he filming?
Well, I think they love each other, but that was, the show was dividing them because he didn't want to film.
Right.
And, like, Stassi, you know, that's her job and her
it's
life.
It's her whole
like,
life, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's really hard for her to have a boyfriend that won't film because production's like, we'll yell at her for it.
Yeah.
And I think that they realized if they're going to give it a go this time, like, he has to at least try. And I think that he's just doing it, like, a little bit here and there.
Oh my God,
I hope
I'm
that
so
he
excited.
Never does, like, Stassi and I talked about this, like, I was hoping he never does, like, a...
Shay.
Like, no, but, like, a, like... I think it's good for him to film, like, one-on-one with Stassi or, like, maybe on a double date with Schwartz and Katie. But if he does, like, a big group setting, I feel like it'll be a shit show. And I think
yeah,
that, like,
or, like,
Jax
him
or Sandoval will be mean to him or something. Yeah.
Yeah. What is his relationship with, like, the other dudes?
He doesn't know them, really. Okay. I mean, he likes Schwartz.
Okay.
Schwartz.
And what about Jax and Brittany?
Brittany's an angel.
The show.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
No, haven't seen it.
Have you been to her farm?
No. I would like to go.
I would like to go,
yeah,
too.
She's the greatest.
A fun trip.
She's, like, the most genuine person. Like, she, like, what you see is what you get.
She looks so good.
Yeah, she's lost a lot of weight. She's absolutely gorgeous and so sweet.
They're, like, weirdly perfect for each other.
Would you say that?
You don't think so? I just think that, like, she...
And this is not coming from, like... Anything I say about Jax is not, like,
because
I dated
him.
Like,
right.
No.
We know.
I don't even remember dating
him. I mean, just from a viewer's perspective...
I just think she could maybe do better.
Okay, from a viewer's perspective, the way that I see it is that, like, she's the perfect girl for him because... He's an ass, and
yeah.
she is, like, an angel and, like, really brings him down to earth.
That does make sense, and that's what I thought, too.
But then, you know, on the opposite, originally. It's, like, why would she be with him? She's so much better than him.
Yeah.
But he really has given her this life and, like, this group of friends and this job and, like, everything. So, like,
yeah.
I feel like it evens out.
But she doesn't care about that kind of thing.
Does she
like,
not?
Yeah, like, if it all ended tomorrow, she'd be fine.
Right.
Like, she moved here really just for him. Like, she's not into, like, the show and
well,
stuff.
Well, she loves him.
Yeah.
I love her.
Well, you'll see what happens.
Oh, God. Are they still together?
Yeah. They actually are.
Did you hear the hesitation?
No, they actually are.
Okay.
They actually are.
Is it hard for you to, like, to not spill stuff, like, by accident? Because this is, like, your
yeah.
real life. It's not a show for you. It's, like,
yeah.
your life.
Yeah, it is kind of hard because it's stuff that's, you know, filmed. I mean, they are still together. They're still together. I'm just saying, like, I don't think that, I think she can do better.
I'm shook.
Sorry, Jax, you know that.
Like, yeah,
no,
he knows
there's
that.
There's no way he's listening
no,
to
for
this,
sure.
but, like, he knows that. Yeah. Totally knows that.
I'm shook.
Yeah. Jax can be really cool and super fun to hang out with, too. Like, I'm not talking shit about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I can't even. I'm so excited. When does the new season premiere?
Probably November.
November. Oh
yeah,
God, it's
they
so
just
good.
Started filming.
And so how often do you film?
Well, last year I filmed a lot. They can always cut things that I'm in.
Really?
Because they don't. No one wants to hear me say, like, cool, funny stuff.
No,
they just
want to
hear, like, people, like,
getting fights. I could feel like we could really use, like, a fresh perspective.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Even though you are a little biased because you're a Witches of WeHo gal.
Yeah.
And one thing about Witches of WeHo is that I'm a ride or die.
Yeah.
But, like, this past season was especially hard for me.
It was
maybe
a
it was
intense.
The editing. I don't know. But they were not on the right
well,
side of history.
I think it's because it was Katie's wedding, so we were just all trying to, like, defend her.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that makes you guys good friends.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep spitting on you.
Did you spit on me?
Twice now.
I didn't feel it.
Should I do it again?
If you want.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I haven't filmed yet this season because I've been doing stand-up out of town for like, I've been gone for like almost 2 weeks
I have
now.
So many questions for you about doing stand-up. Because people are always like to me, you should do stand-up. And I'm like,
you
oh my
should.
God, I'd rather die. I would legitimately rather be
no,
dead in the
really
ground.
It's really fun.
Well, I have this paralyzing fear
I
that no one's going to laugh.
Like eventually they do.
And like, how do you even like
it takes
write
a long
a joke?
Time to get good
Can
at.
You write a joke right now?
Could I write a joke right
free,
now?
Free, what sort? Freestyle.
On the spot?
Freestyle.
I mean, I could, yeah, but I don't know if it would be that funny.
Just do it.
No.
Okay, fine. So, like.
But I can tell you, like, joke structure, like, comedy
yeah,
comes in
yeah.
threes. So, like, if you say, like, say you're, like, making a list of something, like, I want to, it's, like, two normal things, and then the third thing is, like, the shocking part.
Oh, it's, like, the joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, like, something that's called, like, a bait and switch, where it's, like, you lead them down one path, and then you turn it on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, it's like so.
Like I wrote a joke the other day about like I said I was taking a shower because I was like trying to sober myself up, and then I was like, and then I turned the water to cold because I thought it would like really wake me up, and then I was like, and then I finally felt like or realized that that's what it felt like to be poor.
I'm dead. That's good.
It came from actually texting that. So maybe this is why I'm single. I get a kick out of texting guys like weird shit.
Okay.
And just to see how they'll react, I texted that to a guy just to see what he would say.
And
what
did he say?
Well, I texted it to two people. One, no response. The other one had like a LOL.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like because being they're like, single why are you sending that? Is like very much a part of like, what would you talk like? Isn't like being single a lot of like your repertoire?
Well, I was in a relationship for, or two relationships, but like really back to back for like 7 years. I've only been single since like November.
Oh.
Yeah. People, so like, now it is though. It is part of it.
Like
now.
Being chubby is like very much a part of like who chubby. I am. No, I definitely am. And like, I mean, I could lose weight, but I just feel like I wouldn't be as funny.
Yeah.
Like, what would I talk about?
I get that. Do I have, you mean? Yeah, my weird, I broke my hand like back in August and it did not heal. And so now it's deformed. So this is me making a fist. This is me making a fist. I can't close it. And I talk about that on stage. It's made people like me so much more because it's like, they're like, oh, you're weird.
Our flaws are just like, make us who we are.
Yeah. Makes us more relatable.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd be too pretty.
No, and we'd be like too, like I'm too famous if I weren't, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to like intimidate other celebrities. Like Amy Schumer knows, she knows we're coming for her.
Yeah.
Who are your favorite comics?
Bill Burr.
Who?
Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, he's the best.
Would you like someone mainstream with like a Netflix special that I would know?
He's had like a million of them. Okay. It's just he's, what?
He has a Netflix show.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, look him up. He's hilarious.
Okay. Sorry, I know I just said
no. No, a lot of people don't. Like, people like our generation like don't really know who he is. I don't know. Whatever, he's amazing.
Okay.
Him, I like Jim Jefferies, even though he annoys me a little bit.
No clue who that is.
Only because he's my friend, he annoys me.
Okay.
You don't think that is either. Okay, mainstream. Those are mainstream.
I love Tracy Morgan. He's mainstream.
Okay, he's good.
What do comics think about
him? I loved Chris Farley. He was my favorite.
Yeah, he was good. Nice and fat.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Okay. Yeah. So we're like sort of
who are your favorites?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
He's so, every time.
I love him.
People keep
Aren't
saying
him. Aren't you embarrassed?
He's great. It's so weird. I perform at the Comedy Store with him all the time. For some reason, I've never seen him do comedy. And I like haven't bothered to look him up. And I know I need to because
he takes sketch comedy really seriously.
He's like everyone's answer lately. They've been saying
that guy's trendy on Netflix. Okay. He's great. And he's really funny. And he's hot. So like that helps.
Yeah.
One of my friends. I'm giving him basic answers.
Amy Schumer's great.
She's great.
Yeah, she's really funny. I like Natasha Leggero. Do you know who that is?
Yes, she was in
I like
what
mean
movie?
Humor like hers.
Yeah, I know. She was amazing in the Justin Bieber roast.
Oh, really? I didn't see it.
She had
She was the
only woman, and she, like, held her own. She was great.
She's
except
so
for
funny.
Martha Stewart, who's, like, not funny. She was great.
Martha Stewart did the Justin Bieber roast?
Yeah. The Justin Bieber roast was weird, but great. I don't know. That's a good question.
Interesting. I hear her show with Snoop Dogg is very good.
I've heard that as well, but I obviously have not seen it.
I think it's really funny that you would think that Snoop Dogg has been to jail, and you would never think that Martha Stewart has,
and
except for the opposite. Yeah.
I love Martha Stewart. She's such
like a good white collar crime. Like her.
You know? Love a good white collar crime. Smuggling brown sugar in between her breasts in jail. That's amazing.
Did she do that?
Yes, she got caught. And I think she got time added onto her sentence because she was literally smuggling spices for baking. That's so Martha Stewart. Like,
that's
her
the
love
best
of,
thing I've ever heard.
Her love of the craft was like so deep that she even risked it all.
Her dreams were in deep. Oh, good for her.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
So this is my question for you about comics. Because like, I find that I'm not friends with any comics, but like if we've ever hung out with someone who's like a comedian, like outside of like a show, they're like still trying to be a comedian. Like they're just like, but I'm, you know, like just
like
chill.
You're like relaxed.
Yeah.
You don't
like
need
you're
to
very
do that.
Relaxed, like off screen. Like when we were just talking before, like you're not a comedian. Like, but like, why do they do that? I find it so annoying.
I think comedians have something to prove. Like it's a group of like misfits and weirdos, like people that were either made fun of or like had a bad life or something.
So do people hate you because like you're pretty and like skinny?
Yeah, actually, they weren't very nice to me last night. Like, the crowd was, but the other comics weren't that nice to me last night. I don't know why.
Well, New Yorkers are, like, mean.
But I've performed here before, and everyone was awesome. This time, I don't know. Whatever. I think I'm, maybe before they know me, I think I'm pretty disarming, though, after a little bit. But I guess I'm fairly normal for most comics. But
are.
I used to be a fat kid. That's, I mean.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
I love people who used to be fat. There's, like, a real down-to-earthness.
Mm-hmm. I still love food so much. It's my favorite pastime.
So
besides drinking.
Do you make any money when you do stand-up? Like, like a decent amount?
More when you go out of town. Like New York and L.A., like, they're considered, like, workout rooms, so the clubs only pay you, you know, $50, whatever. But when you go on the road, like, I was just in Reno for a week doing the Laugh Factory, you get paid then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. And, like, comics that go, like, on, like, major tours make a lot of money.
Right. Like, Amy Schumer flies private.
Yeah, she's very successful.
Ugh. Don't you just wish you had a plane?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be nice.
It's coming for us, I think.
Did you drink vodka last night? Or tequila?
Vodka and wine.
Oh, nice.
Were you just looking? Do I look hungover?
No, I smell it.
Really?
Yeah. I always smell like vodka after I drink it.
I thought vodka didn't smell.
Maybe it's the wine, then.
Yeah, maybe. It
smells good.
Good for me.
I like it. No, it smells really good.
I brushed my teeth twice today.
No, I don't think it's...
I haven't drank yet today.
No, when I... I like how you say that, like, it's an accomplishment. Like, it's noon, I haven't even drank.
Yeah, it is an accomplishment.
No, when I drink, like, the next day, like, my sweat is, like, made of vodka.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I have a bad sense of smell.
No, I'm like a dog. Like, I could sniff out drugs.
Really?
Like, literally the CIA should hire me. Because I walk into a store and I'm like, someone here smoked pot.
That's so funny. You're gonna be a very annoying mom to your kids.
No, totally. Yeah. Diaper. Like, I could smell the diaper before the shit even is in there.
Were you near someone that was drinking a beer?
Yeah.
I smell it on your clothes.
No, I'm going to be, like, up waiting when they come home, flick the lights. Come here. Give me your breath. All right, go upstairs.
Yeah. You had a cheeseburger today. I thought we're supposed to be on diets in this family.
No cheeseburgers in this family. That's great. Okay, so, like, that's really all I have for you. I just, like, I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
As a Vanderpump viewer, like, I feel like, while we don't see you that often, it's really refreshing to just see, like, a normal person on the show.
Thank you.
And for that, we are grateful.
They are actually all fairly normal in real life.
In real life.
I mean, I think that show, sorry, side note, makes them fight more because they're making a show.
For sure.
But they all are actually, like, pretty wonderful people. I mean, besides a few of them.
No, I've met...
Stassi, Katie, Kristen.
I've met all of them.
Schwartz.
I think.
Yeah.
Stassi was an angel.
Yes.
So pretty.
Lovely.
So pretty. So was Katie and Tom. They were just, like, cute and, like, had just gotten married.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen was, like, cool and crazy and, like, fun.
Yeah.
Loved it, too. And she was, like, loves her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I met them in the Vander Call. Jax is actually, I have to say, a very nice person. When I meet him, he always remembers who I am, even though, like, I always reintroduce myself to people because, like, you never know. You don't want to assume. And he always calls me babe and, like, gives me a kiss and, like, makes me think, like, boyfriend, girlfriend. I know.
That's nice.
I know. Actually, I never met Brittany or Tom Sandoval or Ariana. And, like,
I'm
okay with that. Yeah. I'm good with the Witches of WeHo.
Yeah.
Even though you better tell them to, like, keep it in line. They were out of control last season.
Okay, I'll let them know.
And they made it really hard for me.
All right. Do you want me to shoot them a text now?
Yeah. Be like, Claudia was always trying to defend you, and it was hard because they were being bitches.
All right.
And you know what? You know why I'm really most upset? Is because they made me take Sheena's side.
Oh.
I have to sneeze.
Like Sheena. Bless you.
Oh, that felt so good.
Thank you so much for doing my podcast.
No, thank you. You're like an award-winning podcast host.
Am I?
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, everyone, subscribe to my podcast, Girl the Podcast.
And follow me on social media, Rachel N. O'Brien, RachelNOBRIEN.
What's with the N? Because I thought it was Rachel N'O'Brien. Is your middle name N?
Yes, because Rachel O'Brien was taken. Some
bitch.
Scumbag. Yeah, and it's like, ugh.
Who?
I don't know. Someone in the Midwest, probably.
See, that's not fair.
Can I have it back, Rachel
O'Brien?
Yeah,
you deserve it more.
Thank you.
Ugh, I just want the at Claudia, and some girl has it, and she doesn't use it. That's not fair.
I'm sure you can get that taken. Stassi got that.
Yeah, and so did Brittany, and so did Sheena. Why are they all doing that?
I wonder how they all did it.
I know that Stassi, like, Brittany got Brittany over Britney Spears.
Is it spelled the same?
Yes.
What?
That's crazy.
That's
actually, maybe it's not spelled the same then. Britney's B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, and Britney Spears, I think, B-R-I-T-N-E-Y.
I think it's an E, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
All right.
Someone work on getting Claudia for me, please, and Rachel while we're at it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Peace.
Bye.